ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New Orleans is hosting the Super Bowl for a record-tying 11th time, but it's barely been a month since the Bourbon Street terror attack that left 14 dead. Security's been heightened around the game, something this fan from Kansas City noticed.
It makes me feel great. We've walked Bourbon Street, we've walked all the streets all week, and there's always security. There's always, their presence is known.
President Trump expected to be the first sitting president to attend the game as the Philadelphia Eagles will try to prevent the Kansas City Chiefs from becoming the first team in history to win three consecutive Super Bowls. The president told a Fox News pregame interview that Elon Musk is not gaining anything by his work at the Department of Government Efficiency. Another government agency has been impacted. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau employees have been told to cease all of their supervision and examination activity at the watchdog. This is ABC News. Authorities have recovered the bodies of all 10 victims of the plane crash in Alaska. The plane heading towards Nome was found crashed on ice. All the victims have been identified. The NTSB now trying to determine what caused the crash of that Bering Air flight. Disturbing details of an investigation into home invasions in Michigan. The suspect, a 13-year-old.
A Michigan teenager's in custody after allegedly breaking into homes and targeting young girls.
I mean, this is the worst nightmare for any parent.
Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard says the 13-year-old suspect entered through unlocked windows with some victims threatened at knife point.
The most recent one was where he had grabbed the female in her bedroom and had a knife. We believe he had a knife in at least three of these attacks.
The break-ins, which date back 2 years, were linked after multiple recent incidents. Prosecutors are now considering charges.
That's ABC's Dave Packer. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's 12:03. We're at 20 degrees in Richland Center. The forecast for today from meteorologist Heath Bradberg. We're looking for sun throughout the day, a high in the mid-20s. Tonight, a few clouds through the overnight hours and calm winds, a low all the way down to 8. 28 tomorrow as we warm up. Then we cool down Monday night, 5 for an overnight low, Tuesday's high 16, back to 19 for the midweek. And we could see up to 2 inches of snow by midnight Wednesday night into Thursday. We do have lots of sunshine, a few overcast clouds hanging around. We're up to 21 degrees. Your News at Noon continues in a moment. It's 12:04.
Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City. contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Good afternoon with news on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. On Friday afternoon, the Viroqua Fire Department responded to a brush fire between two structures. At approximately 2:30 p.m., the Viroqua Fire Department was dispatched to 53261 County Road B in the town of Jefferson. Upon arrival, smoke and flames were visible coming from a brush fire, which had spread to a nearby structure. The fire was quickly brought under control and extinguished. Damage to the structure and some farm equipment was reported, but most of the structure and the equipment were able to be saved due to a quick response. No other buildings were reportedly affected by that fire. The Viroqua Fire Department cleared the scene at approximately 6 p.m. No injuries to civilians or firefighters were reported. The origin and cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Viroqua Fire Department was assisted by the Westby Fire Department, Viola Fire Department, Vernon County Sheriff's Office, and Tri-State Ambulance. Friday afternoon at approximately 4:54, Iowa County 911 Center received multiple calls of a vehicle crash on Highway 151 in the township of Mineral Point. The crash investigation shows a single southbound vehicle operated by Anthony Wendt, 32 of Platteville, veering off the road and striking a rock wall, causing Wendt to be ejected from the vehicle. Emergency responders arrived at the scene, but life-saving efforts were unsuccessful. Anthony Wendt was pronounced dead at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. This is Iowa County's second fatal crash of 2025. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has identified 88 school districts who will have 94 referendum questions on the spring ballot in the upcoming elections. This follows the November 2024 fall ballot that saw 138 referendum questions across 122 school districts, and the spring election 2024, which saw 103 questions across 93 school districts. According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, 2024 now holds the record for the most school district referenda that went before voters across Wisconsin in a single year at 241, breaking the previous record of 240 in 1998. Five school districts are among the 88 with spring 2025 referendum questions that will appear on the ballot on primary ballot February 18th, including Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. On April 1st, the 89 remaining questions going to referendum on the spring election ballot include school districts such as Baraboo, Cuba City, DeSoto, Dodgeville, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Riverdale, River Valley, Schulzburg, Viroqua, and Weston. Representative Tony Kurtz will be holding the following listening sessions for constituents in the 41st Assembly District to attend and share their thoughts, concerns, and ideas on what's happening in their community and statewide. Monday, February 10th, Kurtz will hold a listening session at the Reedsburg Library from 10:30 to 11:30, the Waniwok Library from 2:30 to 3:30, and from 5:30 until 6:30 at the Lake Delton Village Hall. The Department of Workforce Development has about $1 million in expanded Wisconsin Fast Forward funding available to Wisconsin school districts to help train students for future careers in advanced manufacturing and construction, filling vital workforce needs. Grant amounts will range from $5,000 to $100,000 and will be available for school districts that demonstrate a need for funding to prepare students to strengthen Wisconsin's future skilled workforce. These funds will support projects in advanced manufacturing or construction fields, including machining and controls, biotechnology, robotics, healthcare and medicine, and warehousing. Technical education equipment training grants reimburse school districts for the cost of buying and installing technical education equipment used for vocational training and technical education in advanced manufacturing and construction fields. Funds also cover the cost for equipment, operation, software, and instructional materials. Grants benefit students and their families by reducing higher education costs through dual enrollment credits, industry-endorsed certificates, and technical endorsements on high school diplomas. Find additional information or you can download an application on Wisconsin Fast Forward Program website. Applications must be mailed by 3 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, February 18th. And Faith Family and Friends Walk with Grace team will be hosting a dance today from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Music provided by Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band. The event will feature food, an auction, raffles, and a bake sale. A $10 donation is requested for admission, and all proceeds from the event go to Walk with Grace.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
News now continues for your Sunday from WRCO-FM. Direct primary care is an increasingly popular healthcare option. Patients at these clinics pay a rough fee of $50 to $100 per month and get easier direct access to their doctor for routine care as often as they want for no extra charge. Experts say it may become more common under healthcare policy changes that President Donald Trump's administration is expected to pursue. But public health experts caution not to think of direct primary care as a replacement for insurance because the monthly fee covers nothing beyond visits. OpenAI is scouring the U.S. for sites to build a network of huge data centers to power its artificial intelligence technology, expanding beyond a flagship location in Texas and looking across 16 states to accelerate the Stargate project championed by President Donald Trump. The maker of ChatGPT has put out a request for proposals, and this week will begin visiting locations in Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Stargate, a newly formed joint venture between OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank, and President Trump touted it shortly after returning to the White House last month. June Dairy Breakfast events have become a tradition in most parts of Wisconsin, but La Crosse County will not be having one this year. In a social media post, the La Crosse County Lions said that this year's Dairy Breakfast is canceled. In the post, the organization said that they discovered during planning they didn't have enough people to put on the event this year. Thousands of people attend the La Crosse County event every year. Last year, there were several dozen Dairy Breakfast events across Wisconsin. The 2025 United States Championship Cheese Contest is set to take place next month, bringing together dairy manufacturers from 31 states to compete for the title of U.S. champion. Organizers say this year's contest has been a record-breaking 2,400 entries submitted for evaluation, showcasing an array of cheese, butter, and dry dairy ingredients across 117 classes. Judges will evaluate the entries on various criteria, including flavor, texture, and appearance, as they seek to identify the standout products that will earn top honors. Right now, it's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Richland Center's death by chocolate. Question: did that really come true? And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the book, Odd Wisconsin, Amusing, Perplexing, and Unlikely Stories from Wisconsin's Past. It was written by Erica Janik. It's on pages 125 and 126. As Ella Mealy left a party in Richland Center on January 8, 1891, she was given a bag of chocolates as a parting gift. She ate several pieces on her way home before collapsing in agony. After hours of convulsions and delirium, she uttered, "If this would be the end of me, I would be so happy." And she died of strychnine poisoning. Her party host had been the 24-year-old Rose Zoldesky, a Sunday school teacher who boarded with a widowed doctor. Zoldesky was accused of murder. At her trial, it was disclosed that she was in love with the doctor and had considered Ella Mealy a rival. Worse yet, it was also revealed that the doctor's wife had also died of strychnine poisoning soon after Rose Zoldesky came to live with them. Her case drew national attention, and but for her being a female, the press reported that she would have undoubtedly been lynched. Despite Zoldesky's seeming link to the two deaths, nothing connected her with the strychnine, and no one saw her poison the chocolates. She cut a fine appearance in the courts and favorably impressed the reporters. The jury, however, found her guilty. Unleashing fistfights and partisans, widespread pleas for clemency, they said. After Zoldesky spent 6 years in prison, Wisconsin's Governor William Upham pardoned her in his last day of office. It was early in 1897. She fled to a remote farm miles away from any train station to spend the rest of her life in obscurity. The press asked this question: was she a modern Lucretia Borgia or a victim of circumstantial evidence? After now more than a century, the jury is still out on that. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Yuba bands and Czech music.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. A perfect gift for your sweetheart this month is a membership to the Richland County Historical Society. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good afternoon. It's time for today's vital statistics for Sunday, February 9th, 2025, on WRCO News. Steve Johns Rude, 71, of Waseca, died February 1st. A funeral mass will be held Monday morning at 11 at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel today from 1 until 4, and at the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church Monday morning from 9 a.m. until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to the charity of your choice would be appreciated. Steve Johns Rude is survived by two children, Tristan and Laura Johns Rude of West Salem, and Sarah and Chris Diaz of Eau Claire. Four grandchildren, siblings Margaret and Tom Davidson, Linda and Jimmy Garza, Donald B. Johns Rude, Sue and Arnie Clemma, Alan and Tracy Johns Rude, and Paul and Tammy Johns Rude. Steve Johns Rude, 71, of Waseca. Gay V. Donovan, 70, of Casanova, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Monday afternoon at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Monday from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at 1. Burial will follow in the Souls Creek Cemetery. Gay Donovan is survived by her husband, Dr. Joseph Doc Donovan, 12 children, Vicky Donovan, Joey Donovan, Scott and Sherry Donovan, Steve Donovan, Jason and Jody Donovan, Tim and Carlene Donovan, Dale and Samantha Donovan, Jennifer Storkson and Todd Abing, Jackie Spencer and Rory Cummins, Tommy Donovan and Jen McGuire, Stephanie and Chris Muller, Lucky and Brandon Donovan Fowl, 14 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, 3 brothers, Russell and Myra Jones, John and Elaine Jones, Jack Jones, and nieces, nephews of their relatives and friends. Gay V. Donovan, 70, of Casanova. Carol Sue Odison, 85, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday afternoon at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until service time at 1:30. Carol Odison is survived by her children, Brenda Odison, Eric and Barb Odison, Matthew and Kelly Odison, and Michael Odison, her sister Deanna O'Connell, and Manola Norris. Carol Sue Odison, 85, of Richland Center. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died Sunday, February 2nd at home. Graveside services will be held Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corner Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Mike Baker is survived by his mother, Jackie Baker, of Richland Center, father, Douglas Baker, of Georgia, brothers Shane and Haley Clems of Richland Center, and Brian Baker of Georgia. Uncles, special aunt Liz Gott of Waterloo, special cousin Amy B. Barrett of Waterloo, and special friends Jamie, Rich, and Tim, along with many cousins and friends. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
You can join WRCOFM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCOFM. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We're going to continue to have plenty of sunshine as we get through the rest of our afternoon hours here. Highs are going to be peaking in the mid to late afternoons. Mid-20s can be expected. Winds coming from the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a few clouds will be pushing through the overnight hours, otherwise mostly clear skies. Winds are also going to be on the calm side, coming from the west, less than 5 miles an hour. Lows are going to be down in the single digits. Now, for a Monday, we're going to have an increase in clouds in the afternoon. It's going to be a slight bit warmer. We're looking at highs mid to upper 20s, winds from the northwest less than 5 miles an hour. For Monday night, snow showers are expected later at night into the overnight hours into Tuesday. We're looking anywhere from a trace up to a half inch expected. Lows once again in the single digits. And as we get into Tuesday, that snow is going to end early in the morning, and then we're going to have sunshine and a little bit of clouds as we continue through the day. Highs are going to be a bit cooler, though. We're looking at mid-teens for the area. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with afternoon snow showers moving in up to 2 inches expected by the end of the day on Wednesday. We're looking at highs in the upper teens to low 20s. Thursday, lingering snow showers in the early morning, then mostly sunny through the rest of the day. Additional 1 to 2 inches is possible from the system. Highs once again in the mid to upper teens. Friday is going to give us light snow starting in the early afternoon and lasting through the rest of the day. Up to an inch accumulation by the end of Friday can be expected. Highs in the low to mid 20s. And then as we kick off the next weekend into Saturday, we're looking at heavier amounts of snowfall will continue throughout the day. Around 3 to 5 inches additional through Saturday is expected at this time. Highs are going to be mostly in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradbrook for WRCO. Have a great day.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, we have moved up to 20 degrees following our low of 10 this morning and the high yesterday, 30. The record high in 1977 was 55, the record low 28 below in 1899. 1 year ago, 42 the high, 32 the low. The sun will set today at 5:24, sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:07. Mostly sunny conditions and east wind at 4. No precipitation to report today. We did receive up to a half inch of snow yesterday, and the barometric pressure is at 30.32 and climbing. Our high yesterday was 30, the morning low 10. Under mostly sunny skies, we're at 20 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess, brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters Club. During the Sports Report, we'll have a look back at high school basketball games from yesterday, all the conference wrestling tournaments in the area, and we will preview Super Bowl 59, which we will have on the radio today.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. In boys high school basketball from yesterday, Sparta defeated Richland Center 78-47. Time to turn our attention to wrestling as we bring in WRCO's Phil Nee and Bill Twining. We're going to start with Phil in the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament.
The Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Wrestling Tournament began in the early 1990s, and for the first time during that stretch, the DeSoto Pirates are the champions. They won a Scenic Central title in 1979 and a Ridge and Valley Tournament title in 1985. Saturday's meeting between the Ridge and Valley, Scenic Bluffs, and Six Rivers teams was held at Royal High School. The Pirates scored 193 points, followed by Royal Oneiwoc Center with 189, and Ithaca Weston was third at 132. With three champions on the day. At 106 pounds, Dalton Lean of New Lisbon was a champion, Haley Yatkin of DeSoto second, Keaton Brown of Royal Oneiwoc Center took third. At 113 pounds, Jaron Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca took the title, Brendan Rick of Royal Oneiwoc Center was second, Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston wrestled back to third, Doyle Prentice DeSoto fourth, Cyprian Klein of Cashton was fifth, and Michael Godlewski of Brookwood finished sixth. At 120 pounds, Aiden Grudenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle won his 49th match without a loss on the year, getting the championship win over Gavin Wilkins of North Crawford Seneca. Third place was Dom Torgerson of Kickapoo Lafarge. Fourth, Calvin Marks of Hillsboro. Hayden McDowell DeSoto was fifth, and Jamison Atkins, North Crawford Seneca, finished sixth. At 126, Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle took the championship. Parker Milsna of Cashton was second. Kanoa Rogers of DeSoto third. Ronan Culver of Kickapoo Lafarge finished fourth. Easton Wopat Royal Oneiwoc Center was fifth. And Logan Gajewski Hillsboro finished sixth. At 132 pounds, Caden Mickelson of Cashton is a champion. Kasten Gazda of Brookwood was second. Hunter Moe, Ithaca Weston third. Travis Halfmeister of Royal Oneiwoc Center was fourth. Luca Appleby, Kickapoo Lafarge, fifth, and Alec Mulholland of North Crawford Seneca, sixth. At 138 pounds, it was Drew Powell of Brookwood taking a championship. Landon Sanders of DeSoto, second. Hunter Samish of Royal Oneiwoc Center was third. Fourth place, Damon Phillips of Royal Oneiwoc Center. And fifth place, Jacoby Milsna of Cashton. Brenton Ewing of Kickapoo Lafarge finished sixth. At 144, Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca wrestled wrestled for a championship over Derek Franzen of Ithaca Weston, who finished second. Cale Koenig of River Ridge Cassville was third. Jet Bender of Royal Winnowick Center was fourth. Andrew Hora of Hillsboro finished fifth. And Bryson Brandt of Ithaca Weston was sixth. At 150, Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston was their first champion on the day. Garrett Dragan of Royal Winnowick Center was second. Kai Pekkonen of Brookwood was third. Lane Marshall, River Ridge Cassville, fourth. And Riley Frederick of Kickapoo Lafarge was fifth. 157, Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto was a champion. Turner Calhoun, Royal Winnowick Center, was second. Third place, Will Dasher of Pecatonica Argyle. And Dylan Hemmersbach of Kickapoo Lafarge finished fourth. At 165 pounds, Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston was first. Peyton Krager of DeSoto, second. Jackson Bender, Royal Winnowick Center, was third. Emery Simerson of River Ridge Cassville was fourth. Landon Udelhoven, River Ridge Cassville, was fifth. And Nick Bird of New Lisbon was sixth. Several teams had more than one wrestler entered at the weight classes to fill the weight classes at Scenic Ridge and Rivers. At 175, first place, Seth Greeno of DeSoto, second. Emerson Murray, Royal Winnowick Center. Lakota Webster, DeSoto, third. And Deacon McDonough of Ithaca Weston finished fourth. Moving up to 190 pounds, first place, Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston. Keegan Colden of DeSoto was second. Samson Degner of Royal Winnowick Center was third place. Fourth place, Sam Wiedmeyer of Brookwood. And fifth place, Jack Christensen of Cashton. Sixth place, Reed Wabshaw of Ithaca Weston. At 215, Ryan McCoyack won his third Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference title, taking a championship. Justin Obert of DeSoto was second. Third place, Trenton Fry of Royal Winnowick Center. And fourth place, Ashton Krubel of River Ridge Cassville. And at 285, Bennett Coder of Kickapoo Lafarge was a champion. Second place, Braden Peterson, DeSoto. Third place, Grayson Stebbins of Brookwood. And fourth place, Bryzik Steen of Royal Winnowick Center. Once again, congratulations to the DeSoto Pirates, scoring 193 points and the title at Scenic Ridge and Rivers. Royal Winnowick Center was second with 189. Ithaca Weston, 132, was third. Brookwood, fourth at 87. Kickapoo Lafarge, 73. And in sixth place, North Crawford Seneca with 68 points. Cashton, seventh, 66.5. Pecatonica Argyle was eighth, 62.5. River Ridge Cassville with 48.5 was ninth. Hillsboro, 10th with 47. And New Lisbon was 11th with 28 points. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
There was plenty of wrestling in the area over the weekend as the SWAL-SWC Conference Tournament was held Saturday at Prairie du Chien High School. The night before, there was a big tournament at Belmont, the SWAL-SWC Girls Tournament, and those girls teams from the Ridge and Valley and Scenic Bluffs were invited as well. And the tournament was won on Friday night by Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, 94.5 points. Lancaster was in second place with 90, followed by Prairie du Chien, Mineral Point, and Richland Center fifth with 81. So five teams within 13 points of each other. Here's how area girls fared for the Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative team, which won the tournament. They had an individual champion in senior Mariana Miller at 107 pounds, a couple of runners-up, sophomores Emerson Miller and Madison Glass, while three girls took third for Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Maddie Townsend, Mara Hughley, and Lorelei Young. Richland Center had a couple of runners-up in junior Kaylee Spildy at 107 pounds and junior Madeline Muller at 132. Mariah Obday placed fourth and Valerie Fauber sixth for Richland Center. River Valley had two third-place finishers, freshman Mackenzie Schulte and sophomore Montana Joels, while Aubrey Conway placed fourth. Also from the immediate area, Jewel Grosskopf took fifth for Ithaca Weston, which was wrestling without Kaylee Manning. Baskerville Wazika Steuben had a pair of runners-up in Tatum Brutos and Lexi Lathrop. Dodgeville a runner-up in Brielle Walmer at 185. Iowa Grand Highland had third-place finisher in Maria Schaefer at 138 pounds. Highlights from the SWAL-SWC Conference Girls Tournament on Friday night that included girls teams from the Ridgeon Valley and Scenic Bluffs Conference. The boys tournament was held on Saturday at Prairie du Chien High School and was won by Mineral Point. Third champion in 3 years. A couple of years ago, Fenimore took the tournament. Last year was Iowa Grant Highland. On Saturday, Mineral Point took the top spot with 208 points. Fenimore second to 190.5. Iowa Grant third with 168.5. Prairie du Chien and Belmont Platteville rounded out the top five. Dodgeville was sixth. Riverdale eighth with 96 points. And Richland Center, River Valley finished 11th and 12th, respectively. There was a three-time champion crowned in Håkon Peterson of Dodgeville. At 144 pounds, the junior took the championship. He is still unbeaten in his high school career that has included two state titles. Håkon Peterson was named the tournament's most valuable wrestler after defeating two-time champion Rowan Carey of Mineral Point in the finals, in the final match of the evening on Saturday. Two wrestlers took their third championship, Blake Terry of Prairie du Chien and Cade Rule of Mineral Point. They're both seniors, winning titles for the third time. Taking their second championships were sophomore Shane Rashan of Dodgeville and seniors Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk and Tristan Stelt of Fenimore. Other champions on Saturday at the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash, freshman Memphis Burkhalter and Liam Carey of Mineral Point and Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville. Sophomore Lakota Brewer of Riverdale took the title at 132 pounds. A pair of juniors won championships, including Grant Matthews of Riverdale at 285, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, and a pair of seniors took their first title at the conference tournament, teammates Tyson Imhoff and Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grant Highland. In addition to two-time champion Rowan Carey falling short in the finals against Håkon Peterson, there were three other wrestlers who failed to repeat at conference championships. Siler Zansevich of Fenimore, Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grant Highland, Maddox Goebel of Darlington Blackhawk. Three wrestlers were conference runners-up for the second time, Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk, Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien, and Richland Center senior Ethan Hady, and junior Brody Meese of Riverdale became a three-time conference runner-up in the title match at 138 pounds. Here's how wrestlers fared from area teams in the conference clash on Saturday. First of all, for Richland Center, Ethan Hady led the way with a runner-up performance at 120 pounds. Placing fifth were both Mason Jelenic and Ethan Bindle in the upper weights, while Caden Stibbe was sixth at 113 pounds. Riverdale had just six wrestlers in the tournament, but all six placed for the Chieftains, including champions Lakota Brewer and Grant Matthews. Brody Meese was runner-up at 138 pounds, and three freshmen won their fifth-place matches, Wyatt Schramm, James Schramm, and Hunter Wilkinson. The River Valley Blackhawks had a pair of conference runners-up in Wyatt Nockreiner at 157 pounds and Blake Brickle at 190. Mason Schulte took fifth at 144, while both Ty Larson and Hunter Alt placed sixth for River Valley, which was wrestling with just seven wrestlers in the tournament. Boscobel Wazika Steuben had just five men on the mat. Two of them placed. Ashton Udelhoven, a sophomore, was fourth at 120 pounds. Job Wetter, a junior, was seventh at 157. For the Dodgeville Dodgers, a couple of champions, Håkon Peterson and Shane Rashan. Meanwhile, Rhett Spurley reached the finals but placed second at 126 pounds. Blake Faust was fourth at 106, and John Qualley won his seventh place match at 215. Iowa Grant Highland was led by champion Tyson Imhoff at 157 and Gavin Hinderman at 190 pounds. Taking second place for Iowa Grant Highland, Griffin Wineski, a freshman, at 106. Also Jackson Bussey, a former champion, at 165. Winning his third place match was Bodie Brockhoff at 285 for Iowa Grant Highland, while placing fourth was Lucas Christensen, a senior, at 126 pounds for Iowa Grant Highland. The Mineral Point had three champions to lead the way. Freshman Memphis Burkhalter at 106 and Liam Carey at 120 pounds. In addition, winning a title, his third, senior Cade Rule at 175. Other place winners for Mineral Point, the team champion at the All-SWA-LSWC Conference Clash, Rowan Carey was a runner-up at 144 pounds. Jacob Dannenberg won his third-place match at 150. Also placing, Lennon Ewert was fourth at 113 pounds. Sammy Springer, fourth at 132. Sawyer Dannenberg was fourth at 157 pounds. And winning fifth-place matches were Elliot Kite, Mason Scullion, Emmett Collins, and Matt Orrett were the champion Mineral Point Pointers at the 36th Annual All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash on Saturday. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Our thanks to Bill Twining and Phil Nee for those reports. Well, of course, today is Super Bowl Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles doing battle right here on the radio from Westwood One Radio Sports on WRCO-FM. Pregame at 1 o'clock. Kick set during the 5 o'clock hour on 517 this evening. Reporters caught up with tight end Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs, and they asked him during this week run-up to the Super Bowl, Travis, why does everyone seem to not like Kansas City?
I don't know. I feel like I've been there before. And, you know, I used to look at the Patriots like that. And I used to have the desire to have the success that they had. I don't necessarily remember, you know, hating on them as much. But I definitely remember having the desire to be like them, for sure. And to be at the top of the mountain and to be, you know, year in, year out, the standard in the NFL. And it's come a long way, I guess.
The Super Bowl from WRCO-FM Radio Sports and Westwood One Radio Sports gets underway with the pregame at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left a hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Woke up this morning to the sound of you slamming the door. Paper from breakfast that said you don't live here no more. And the dog will let me pet him. He just lays around and growls at my feet. And the paper boy forgot me again. I should have stayed in bed asleep. All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left the whole size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But things considered, I'm doing just fine. Well, my car broke down again right before we ran out of gas. And my voice is still ringing in my head. One more time and you're out on your, yeah, well, I can't wait till the 5 o'clock whistle blows. Traffic all day. End up going home alone. All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left the hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Yeah,
size of
Texas, deep inside of my heart. The way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine.
WRCO. Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up in our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
About a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight, and that's all I need to see for me to say.
I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew, Mary Lou,
that
we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
If you want
want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.